Welcome to the Pretty Girls Club. So we are finally back. This is episode one of the PGC. And I'm very excited to be back. So this is my brand new podcast. And in case you don't know, it's me, your girl, Pretty Please, Singapore's top everything. And right now, Singapore's top podcast host. So it's been a while, but we're finally back. And this podcast has been, I want to say many months in the working, but realistically, like maybe 2 weeks in the working, but many months in the thinking. So yeah, it's finally here. And I wanted to restart and revamp my podcast for the longest time. So today's the day. We're filming episode one. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this. And I have a lot of fun stuff in store because I'm just planning to have fun on this podcast, which is the main goal of the Pretty Girls Club, because it's my club. And the fact that I let you in, you better be grateful. So anyways, today we're going to begin episode one by me sharing with you guys some club rules. Okay, so at the Pretty Girls Club, first rule of Pretty Girls Club is to always talk about it. So if you know someone who likes listening to podcasts, you tell them about it. You know someone who absolutely hates podcasts, also tell them about it. Because why not? Why not? Just, I'm giving you something new to ruin their day with. But anyways, tell everyone about it. If you know someone who's been waiting for me to finally make new content, let them know. Share it with a friend. If you see an episode that you think you're going to resonate with, just tell everyone you know, okay? So that's rule number one. Rule number two, I have my trusty iPad here. So rule number two is that in this entire podcast, I'm just going to have fun and I'm going to be sharing with you my thoughts on everything and anything at all that I want to. So this entire podcast is just a whole compilation of my thoughts, and all of y'all out there who are listening, you are also my thoughts. So, yeah, hi. Okay, so the final rule of the Pretty Girls Club is you obviously don't have to be a literal pretty girl, because I think I am the only pretty girl here. But anyone who embodies or resonates with anything I'm going to talk about, anything that I usually talk about, this is for you. So you can be like grown-ass, big bearded-ass man. I'm just describing my type. But anyways, you can like look however you want to look, be whoever you want to be, don't have to be a girl, don't have to be pretty, can be the ugliest thing in the world. Like really, this is for anyone and everyone, as long as you give a shit about everything I'm going to talk about. And if you just want to be entertained for your commute to work, to school, to wherever you hang out, then just listen to this, have fun, and see if you resonate with what I'm going to talk about. And if you don't know if you're going to, then keep listening. Okay, so those were the rules. So only if you respect the rules, then you're allowed here. If you don't, then honestly, get out of my sight. But I can't see you. And if you want to see me, make sure you're watching this on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever there is a video lah. But if you're just one of those listening type of bitches, then I guess you can just listen to me on Spotify. Anywhere that a podcast can exist, I will try my best to exist. So yeah, I guess if you're listening to me then and not watching me, then honestly, your loss. But okay, so let me just tell you guys what happened to Chimey Bitch. So if you were listening to my podcast previously, it was called Chimey Bitch. And it was really just me sitting there having chai and speaking to you guys. But I did that entire podcast in a studio setup with my friend Jaden and his amazing team. And I also always had a guest every episode. And my ex-intern, who is also one of my bestest friends, Wee-san, was of course working with me on the episode, on all my episodes for Chimey Bitch. I also had my friend Jean come on board to help me out. So I had an amazing team. The podcast was great, but the only reason Chimey Bitch has stopped is honestly because life got in the way. So I bought a house, moved into my house, renovated it for a long ass time, and here I am in my brand new house, and Pretty Girls Club will begin now. And Chimey Bitch will no longer exist, so RIP, I guess. But anyways, yeah, so Chimey Bitch was amazing, but honestly, my main issue was that it wasn't very sustainable, because I would go to a studio that was honestly pretty far from my home, and I would travel there and try and shoot 2 episodes every month, and my episodes were really, really long, which is something I don't want to do anymore. I want to do way shorter episodes. So yeah, I just thought it wasn't very sustainable. And personally, I stopped having a lot of fun. So as much as it was always fun to be on set and it was fun to be around my friends and everyone who was part of Chimey Bitch, it was just mentally a lot because I just made every episode an interview and I was just stressing about like interview prep, and most of the topics that I covered on Chiming Bitch were very serious and heavy topics that I couldn't necessarily like sit there and laugh my ass off about, and truly that is what I want to do. So of course on Pretty Girls Club I do still want to talk about everything and anything that I care about, whether it's a heavy topic, whether it is absolute like nonsense, like I really just want to talk about anything, but I want to do it like as if I'm talking to my friends. Like I want to just sit here and laugh my ass off and not stress myself out about it. So I want to actually look forward to every single time I shoot an episode on the Pretty Girls Club. So I know that if I'm having fun, you guys will have so much fun. So I think that to me is the goal, and that is literally the only reason why Chimey Bitch took like a massive pause and I really wanted to revamp it. So here we are, Pretty Girls Club, and thank you for being here. And if you're part of the group of people who always come up to me in public to see me, every time you bump into me and then you come up to me and you say things like, how come you never make videos anymore? Like, what's wrong with you? You know, yes, okay, a lot's wrong with me, a lot. But let's not get into that, okay? But anyways, this is for you, I guess. So you're welcome. The podcast is back. So please make sure you're listening to this and watching this, because y'all keep coming out to me in public and asking me all these things and I always have no answers. And then I always awkwardly like, oh yeah, sometimes next month. And then that was probably like last year or some shit. So yes, anyway, it's finally happening. And that is why Chimey Bitch will no longer exist. But here we are. It's going to be more fun and it's going to be even better. Also, I talked about my entire crew in my last podcast. But for Pretty Girls Club, I am very excited to share that I have a main crew of one. Okay, so one of my closest friends is behind the camera right now. Her name is Kai Ying. So if you follow me everywhere and anywhere, I'm sure you've seen her all over like my Instagram, my TikTok, my wherever, everywhere. Ooh, sounds bad. But yeah, so Kai Ying's there helping me. Yeah, she's yelling slay. That's usually like, that's, I guess, that's all she says, like, honestly. Yeah, but yes, I'm very excited because like we've been talking about this forever. And honestly, I think having someone like, having just one person on set, I cannot express to y'all how much like, how exciting that is for me as a dumbass introvert who is just here like every time I'm in front of the camera, there's so much anxiety. So having like one of my bestest friends here is just very like, yeah, me, Kai, and Wee-san hang out all the time, lah. That should say enough about our friendship, okay? But anyways, so we also created a soundboard which is exactly like, it embodies me so well, and I prepared this last night and I'm so excited to share it with y'all. So on Chimey Bitch, I also had a soundboard. So you're going to hear a couple of similar sounds and same ones that we used back then. But we have a bunch of brand new sounds that we ripped off from the internet, basically. So this is something that I say every single day of my life when I want to change the topic and I'm tired of talking about something.
Ciao. Anyway, so...
So that's Nicki Minaj, and I... Obviously, I'm a barbs lah, okay? Barbie, but not kidding. But yes, so that is just one of the sounds. Another one that I absolutely love.
That's weird.
Bombastic side eye. Criminal offensive side eye.
So every time there's a new TikTok sound or whatever sound that I think I'm just going to have fun just anyhow pressing here and blasting on this podcast, that's what I'm going to do. So feel free to link me to funny meme sounds. I'm going to do that. But of course, like at the end of the day, I really think it's important for me to disclaimer this podcast and let y'all know that...
Leave me alone! It was just my opinion. If you don't like it, just move on! You know what I mean? Why are you guys so toxic? You're so toxic!
Chill. Anyway, so...
So yeah, this number is just gonna be chaos, whatever I want it to be. Stop cackling in the background. Okay, so yes, I need to remember to use this soundboard because I'm always just whiling and making all these sound effects on my own. But yes, where have I been the last 1.5 years? Honestly, I've just been here. Like, what are you doing? I've still been posting on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. But I know my issue has always been consistency. So I haven't been regular with a lot of my content. And I've just been posting as and when, whatever whatever makes me happy, lah. Random ass, like, reels or TikToks or whatever. And, like, of course, work videos, like paid partnerships and things like that. And honestly, it's just been random, very random. So I'm very excited to bring consistency into my life with this podcast. And the goal is to put out an episode every week. Very, very ambitious, but that is the goal. So hopefully you guys get a brand new episode every week that you're going to love. And I also want to make this podcast a little bit shorter. So maybe I should shut up and stop rambling. Okay, so when I announced that Pretty Girls Club is going to come back, and I mean, it's going to begin. And I told everyone on Instagram, the fuck? Anyways.
That's weird.
Anyways, so when I put this out there on Instagram and I'm like, guys, I'm shooting Pretty Girls Club this week. The filming is going to begin. A lot of people send me a bunch of messages. So today I'm going to read a bunch of them and let's see what you guys are yapping about on the internet, I guess. But, okay, like, I looked through already. It's nothing that unhinged, but let's just run through everything, see what you guys want to know about me and my life. Kaying, obviously, the one person in the room right now, she's the first one to send in a question on Instagram, and she said, I just love you so much. So thank you, I guess. Slay, I guess. So a lot of people are asking me where I buy my clothes from, where I get my fashion sense from. Honestly, it doesn't exist. I just wear whatever that fits, to be honest, because what the hell? Like, people need to start making clothes my size. But I shop online, lah, and I honestly don't really, like, want to get into a... I don't want to, like, be all like, oh, you should shop here because it has size. Like, I don't want to do that because, like, if you're buying anything from the UK or from America, it's likely that you're going to be able to get plus sizes. So I think at the end of the day, do your research. If you care about fast fashion, ultra fast fashion, you know, shop wherever you're comfortable shopping. It's very easy to find extremely cheap clothes online, but I don't necessarily like want to advocate that because I feel like someone's obviously getting exploited if clothes are going to be that cheap. So, I mean, to really put it out there, I buy most of my clothes from ASOS, but I'm not going to say, like, go shop ASOS. Like, I'm not going to do that. Do whatever you want. Wear whatever that fits. Maybe get your ass out of your home and actually try things in a store because I don't do that and I just sit here assuming nobody has my size anymore. But there are actually a lot of, like, local plus-size brands that carry my size. And, yeah, I share about them a lot on my Instagram and TikTok and stuff. So go check it out. So a lot of people also said things like, they asked me about confidence and body positivity and how any advice I would give for a girl who's not confident with her own body. Honestly, me too. So I'm never confident with my body. I just look like it. And then every time I wear some hot dress, people be like, oh my God, you're so brave. You're so confident. I am just alive wearing clothes. Like, I just, huh? What? Oh my God. Absolutely nothing about it is brave. All I did was get my ass up, walk into my closet and put on a piece of clothing. That's not that brave, but I guess existing in this day and age and in this society as a fat person, it's quite brave to put myself out there on the internet. So I don't really have a lot of advice other than really just having a good support system because it will never be easy and you will never get used to hate comments or people like commenting on your body. It will never be okay. But people are still doing it because people are stupid. So I think just have a good support system. And of course, there will always be bad days, but really just focus on the good, focus on the people that do nothing but give you like compliments and are so supportive of you and just lift you up all the time. Focus on them because no point wasting your energy on like the less than 5% of assholes who are here to like get you. Like, yeah, care about the 95% that love you. And okay, someone also asked, this one a bit much, but someone said, what was the lowest point in your life? Right now? No, I'm kidding. Now it's honestly one of the better points in my life, to be honest. But yeah, I guess lowest point in my life was sometime in 2020. Very morbid. Let's not get into it. My dad died. Yeah, a lot happened. Okay. And yeah, I guess that's one of the lowest points in my life. But yeah, we're not there anymore. So I'm glad. I'm very glad. It's 2023. I'm in such a better place. And you can tell that I'm in a better headspace because here I am finally starting this podcast. So someone also asked, what was my ambition when I was younger? Truly, who knows? My mom put me in so many beauty pageants that I think I really wanted to just be like an actress or a model or like whatever lah, one of those things where like you walk the runway lah. So I guess you're a model. So I guess I always just wanted to do something very out there. But then naturally as I grew up, I got extremely introverted. And I was like, yeah, I definitely don't want to be anywhere near the camera. And then after it just life happened, I just make stupid funny videos on the internet and then I realized that I'm actually damn good at this shit, what the hell. So, no lah, but yeah, I mean, of course, the introversion doesn't go away. Still very introverted, still really absolutely hate people. But I hate a lot of annoying extroverted people, not everyone. But yeah, I guess ambition, of course, the more generic ones. I always thought it'd be really cool to be a doctor or a lawyer. But I also did, like, toy with that idea a few years ago, and I thought that actually maybe someday when I'm in my 40s and when I have more than enough savings, what's stopping me from going to go study law? Like, absolutely nothing. So I feel like that maybe that's something I can pursue when I'm older, got money, got more than enough money to go back to school and torture myself like that. So are you content with the life you have now? I don't know. I don't know if it's a Virgo thing, but I don't know if I'll ever be content. And I don't know. I feel like I'm, like I said, I think I'm in a much better headspace than I was in just a couple of years ago. But am I like truly, purely content and like... Yeah, that's your answer. Am I content? Honestly, I always think like I can be way more content in my life. Do I wake up every day happy? No, it's still a struggle. There are still more bad mental health days than good ones. But it's okay. I'm getting there. It's already been way better than it used to be. So I'm in a good place, lah, for sure. So on this chair. But this chair is also very cute. I need to tell you how I got this. Long story short, Carousel. But... But yeah, I really scoured the nation for a palm chair. And I found an ugly-ass purple one in a store that was for $200 over. And I was like, none of that. And I wanted a pink one. So we found it on Carousel, went to this random couple's house. They had a very cute dog. They were very nice. We got this for literally, I think, like $40. Yeah, we saved, like, yeah. Go find things at Carousel, honestly. Stop buying first-hand. Nobody cares anymore anyway. So doesn't make any sense. But yes, okay, so someone else told me that I'm the best... Oh, you are the best pretty I know. That is, like, honestly, like, backhanded compliment. I'm probably the only pretty you know. So, but I guess you're right, lah. I am the best pretty you know. Someone also said, please bring us Wee San. I miss him. I miss him too. Me and Kai miss him too. We hang... Oh. Okay, I guess I'll speak for myself then. So, Wee San's my neighbor now, by the way, but... It's funny because I don't see him as often as I used to. But yeah, Wee-san is a life of his own, okay? Like, contrary to popular belief. A lot goes on. He has a lot of shit to do. He has a lot of his life, a lot of his plate. But yeah, we still hang out whenever, and he will definitely be on this podcast at some point, for sure. So, someone also said, you are very beautiful, and that person is the love of my life. I know. Okay, anyways. So, like, Shark actually replied my Instagram story to say, I'm very beautiful. Yeah, okay. Anyways, so yeah, thanks for sending me all your random stuff on Instagram. Oh my god, actually y'all send more. Got anonymous ones also. I don't know why y'all want to keep yourself anonymous. Let's see what kind of unhinged thing y'all said in the anonymous Q&A. Okay, please, I waited so long for this. Yeah, I know, my podcast is finally back and honestly, find something else better in your life to look forward to. This can't be it. This truly can't be it. But okay lah, thank you lah. Thank you for watching my videos and supporting me and actually looking forward to this. Because it means a lot. Because there was a lot of like stress behind this. And I keep telling myself that like, I honestly don't think people care about what I have to say. It's like, I guess imposter syndrome lah. But here I am, so I guess I convinced myself otherwise. Someone also said, happy to see you and Shark happy. Is he happy? We will never know. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I guess he is. Thank you though. That's very sweet. Don't have to send me this kind of thing anonymously though. You can just tell me normally. Anyways, how are you? I'm okay. I'm very happy to be finally back on a couch and in front of a mic and not at 987. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's too much. But yeah, no, I'm very happy to be... Like, as you can tell, I've just been cackling at everything I've been saying. So this really brings me a lot of joy and I'm very happy to do this. Someone just said hi. Honestly, shut up. Okay, so that's all y'all said on Instagram and the anonymous link and everything. So thank you for sending all these random questions and comments in. Someone also, the last question I got was, what topics am I going to talk about? So actually on this podcast, like I said, I really want to focus on having a lot of fun. So I want to talk about anything random, anything like, honestly, leave any ideas in the comments. If you want me to talk about something that you think nobody ever talks about, something that you actually have a great interest in that you probably shouldn't have. I don't know. But just let me know. Because if I think it will be a fun episode, I'm more than happy to like just do a Pretty Girls Club episode on it. But right now, we're planning a lot of fun pop culture stuff. I also want to share with you guys like my favorite TV shows. What have I been watching? What have I been listening to? And music, movies, you know, all of that. And also, like, random unhinged pop culture drama. Like, what is Taylor Swift doing with Matty Healy? You know, things like that. Like, I want to be able to just sit here and talk to y'all. A safe space, essentially. So anything goes on the Pretty Girls Club. Let me know what y'all care about. I'm very happy to talk about it. I also want to just play games on this podcast. So I want to bring friends like Wisa and Kaying all in front of the camera. Bring Shaq and Amin, one of our best friends. All my good friends, everybody, all my loved ones in my lives. In my lives, how many lives I got? In my life. I just want to bring everybody on this podcast at some point and just sit here, have fun, talk about whatever, play whatever game. So really anything goes. So I don't have a fixed list of topics. I am very open to anything, everything. And yeah, that's essentially what this whole podcast is going to be about. So this episode was truly just a debut episode. Just want to put all these things out there so y'all know what you're getting into when you listen to Pretty Girls Club. And also just like a mini life update lah. I've been fine. I'm alive. So I guess good for you ah. So right now we've come to my favorite segment of the Pretty Girls Club. Kring, kring. Oh, hello. It is time for your unsolicited advice of the week. If you wake up every day feeling like the ugliest thing in the world, just know that you are. But it's okay, because here at the Pretty Girls Club, we welcome all. So if you're ugly, you're pretty, you don't identify as any of the above, this is our safe space. So yeah, tell your ugliest friend to listen to this podcast, I guess. And I'll be here every week on this pink couch and giving y'all unsolicited advice, sitting here just being my best self. Honestly, my worst self. That's truly what I'm doing here. So we've come to the end of episode 1 of the Pretty Girls Club. Thank you for putting through this entire episode. I was really just trying to let y'all know what you're in for when you join the Pretty Girls Club. And also, another thing that I've really wanted to put out there for the longest time is a way for you guys to also support me if you want to, because a lot of people have asked me over the years. So I'm finally starting a Patreon page. So it's not going to be tiered differently. Everyone's going to get the same things. I'm planning to do weekly vlogs and just kind of, I guess, give you guys sneak peeks on any other major things I'm working on, like music. Anyways, so yeah, the Patreon is really just going to be, I guess, sneak peeks here and there. And honestly, it's just a way for like anyone who has the means to and wants to just support me back. And you don't have to, don't feel obliged to. And it can even be $1 a month. Like, really do whatever you want. Just, yeah, I'm just going to put it out there, because over the years, many people have asked me, and I think it's about damn time I just had that option out there. So do whatever you want with this information. And that was it. We've come to the end of episode 1 of the Pretty Girls Club. I also want to thank you guys by doing a mini giveaway. So if you've listened all the way till now, you will know that you stand a chance to win a Sephora gift card if you go check all the details in the description box of my YouTube video. So you'll know how you can stand a chance to win that. And I mean, Sephora squad things. Yeah, so sorry. Anyways. Yeah, so I just want to do like just a mini giveaway just to say thank you for all the support as well. And hopefully I can bring in more like brands that I love and I work with all the time to do giveaways at the end of like other episodes, where whenever and wherever it makes sense. I would love to, because yeah, just a fun way to give back and for you guys to also just try a bunch of like new fun things that maybe you've always wanted to. But yeah, this was the end of Pretty Girls Club episode 1. Thank you for listening. And
no thank you.
I mean, thank you lah. Thank you. No, thank you. But this was the end. Thank you for listening. I love you all. I'll see you on episode 2 of the Pretty Girls Club. Bye.